Welcome to the Capitalist Investor. I'm Mark Tepper. I've got Derek Gabrielson here as well.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good.
Excellent.
So,
good show.
Yes, yeah, good show lined up for today. So, coronavirus, front and center. We've got investors who are kind of concerned as to what it means. You know, not just from, I guess, from a few angles, right? I mean, from a health angle, like, are we in danger of you know, just getting wiped out as a civilization? But then also on the other side, what is the impact on the economy? What is the impact on the stock market, your portfolio, all that stuff? So, you know, just to kind of get into the coronavirus. So, you know, we're knocking the show out in early February. The latest death toll from the virus that I saw, and this is as of last evening, was 638. Mm-hmm. All but two of the deaths were in mainland China, right? One person in the Philippines, another in Hong Kong. More than 31,000 people have been infected with the virus across the globe, the vast majority in China. What else is going on? There's cruise lines that are quarantined for weeks. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea how many cases were on that? I think there were like three or four cases,
right,
on that cruise line.
Yeah.
Another issue is we don't know if we're getting transparency from China. Right.
Well, are that's always an issue.
But are we getting the real information? Like, what's going on over there?
I mean, I saw, who, you know, again, it was on Twitter where I saw this, but
that's got to be real. It's got to be
it's
real
on the internet. It's got to be true. But they basically drone shots of different cities in China, and it looks like a ghost town, you know, from a movie. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just no one on the streets. I believe you're not allowed to go outside, basically. Mm-hmm. And then you've seen some bad stuff stem from there, which you always seem to see when China's involved. But yeah, it seems like a little bit of a worse situation than China may be letting on.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Who knows if those numbers are accurate?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously this is, you know, it's a serious pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. It's now spreading from human to human,
right?
Which is, you know, that's obviously never good. Spreading from human to human, right now the mortality rate is right around 2%, mm-hmm, right? So, like, I don't remember what SARS was and all these other. I mean, Ebola had to be close to 100, right? I mean, very, very high mortality rate, but it didn't spread as easily. Right? You didn't cough and suddenly, you know, catch it, right?
Right.
So I want to say SARS was, you know, well over 10%. And I'm taking a stab in the dark. I have no idea. But I know it was much higher than 2%. That could all change, right? But what you have going on right now is you've got, you know, companies like Gilead. All Gilead has ever done is hepatitis and HIV, right? Mm-hmm. What are they doing? They're using HIV drugs to try and, you know, I mean, obviously that drug kills everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Magic Johnson is still around and he looks fine, right? He's just, that was like 1990? Was it 1990?
I don't even know how that happens, but yeah, it was.
Yeah, so, I mean, that stuff works, right?
Yeah.
So what I've heard, and it's still early, right? So maybe they'll, you know, a week from today, they'll say it's not working at all. But it seems like, you know, they're using some of those HIV drugs and they are effective, right? So, you know, hopefully this all gets taken care of from a health standpoint, you know, from a global pandemic standpoint. But what I want to talk about is kind of relating this to fear, mm-hmm, uncertainty, and its impact on the stock market.
Right.
Right. Because, you know, our clients are pretty well behaved, right? They don't call in panic. Mm-hmm. You know, they know we're not asleep at the wheel. They know we're taking care of them. You know, they're not calling and saying, I want to pull all my money out of the stock market because of this coronavirus thing. You know, they're pretty well behaved.
Right.
You know, but who knows? I mean, it's not uncommon that one of our advisors here may get a question or may have gotten a question over the last few weeks about that. right? But it's, you know, it's rare, but it does happen, right? So it's this scares investors. And when it scares investors, you know, obviously they want to, you know, they want to go risk off.
Right. They want their money protected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. However, throughout history, I mean, we go all the way back to, and you may have different stuff than I do, but I've got the Asian flu of the 50s. I've got the Hong Kong flu of the 60s, pneumonic plague in the 90s, SARS, early 2000s, avian flu, 06, swine flu, 09, Zika, 15, 16. At first glance, every single one of those is from China, except for, I think Zika was Mexico or the mm-hmm. Caribbean.
Yep.
All from China. So what you saw happen in the stock market is a short-term, very short-term, pullback. And then guess what? The market resumes its uptrend, mm-hmm. right? So you've got some numbers in front of you that can actually help to put it better in perspective. But, I mean, let's just think about, let's start, and then you can kind of go through some of these past pandemics and walk us through, you know, what the short-term pullback was and maybe where we were 3, 6, 12 months later. You know, the S&P 500, top to bottom throughout all of this, dropped a whole whopping 3.38%.
Right.
That is not a lot.
No.
And the market was overbought. It kind of needed a pullback to just, you know, cleanse its soul, right? 3.38%. That's nothing. It completely brushed it off.
And I think the biggest downturn was on a Friday. And I think the prevailing theory was, hey, well, we don't know what's going to happen over the weekend.
Yeah.
I believe that was about 3 Fridays ago.
Yep.
But yeah, and then complete recovery. And
we're at all-time highs.
Right.
We're actually above where we were before that pullback, right? So let's walk through, you know, some of your examples here, you know, from Ebola to SARS, you know, kind of what kind of impact they had in the short term. And then, you know, what happened with the market? Did it take 3 months for it to get back to where, you know, where it needed to be? Because it seems like this time it took a week. So walk through a few examples for us.
Well, yeah, really. And my example starts, unfortunately, with AIDS, which was obviously much bigger than a lot of these diseases we've seen. That was in June of 81. It is really the only pullback where there was still a negative result on the S&P 500 12 months later. So month ending June of 81, 12 months later, we're down 10.7%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, June 1981, you know, just starting the Reagan years, was not really the best economic time.
Yep.
You know, we don't need to go into the details now, but...
But what we can say is that negative 10.1 wasn't because of AIDS.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it may have had a contribution, right to mm-hmm. fear, uncertainty, which brings down the multiple, which mm-hmm. brings down the stock market. But yeah, I mean, I think a majority of that drawdown was probably due to other factors.
Right. And I think the worst one on my list here is Ebola. And that was about a 7% downturn initially, but then you look at the numbers, 6 months removed. I'm looking at March of 2014 is when that downturn started. 6 months later, the market was up 5%, 5.34. And when I say the market again, the S&P 500. And then 12 months after that, after the start, it was up 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think, you know, we can go through all these examples, but really, in what we tell our clients, and we had a big client event last night, and what we told them, and we continue to tell them, and which is, I think, why we don't get very many phone calls, a lot of education, but blocking out the short-term noise.
It's noise, yep.
As you look at these numbers, people are looking for reasons to sell, right?
Yeah.
Especially when the market's at all-time highs.
Right.
You know, there's another chart, just lists all the reasons that you would want to sell and get all your money out of the market for the last, you know, almost 11 years,
mm-hmm.
right? Where the uptrend started. So whenever you get uncertainty like this, and obviously the potential of a worldwide pandemic is obviously scary.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
From a human perspective.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's, you don't want to wake up one day and the world is like some movie that you've seen.
Yeah.
You know, that's scary stuff for sure. But when you have those short-term pullbacks, you really have to look at what is the reason for it.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And again, I think that's why a lot of our clients aren't panicking with when things like that happen.
Yeah.
It's really what will the eventual outcome of the market look like after these things have passed.
Yep.
And you can see the market shrugged this one off and
very quickly
in a couple weeks.
Very quickly. It doesn't make it any less sad that
right.
so many people have been affected by this.
Mm-hmm.
From a money standpoint, looks like, you know, we kind of have an all clear right now. But, you know, obviously this epidemic needs to be dealt with. You know, like I said, Gilead is, you know, throwing some HIV drugs at it that, you know, so far so good. It seems like they might be working. I've heard from other sources that it's very unlikely that a an illness or disease, whatever you want to call it, like this would survive past like springtime, right? As the weather starts to warm up. But nonetheless, it's scary. And I'll tell you, you know, my wife and I, we went on a vacation in Mexico a couple of weeks ago. And since we live in Cleveland and we can't get a direct flight anywhere,
right.
I had to come from Mexico up to Chicago O'Hare and connect there. Sprint through customs. It's like going through customs and then making a connecting flight is terrible.
Oh, it's the worst.
You need at least 2 hours between. It's miserable. But anyways, so you know, we land in Chicago, and there were a few confirmed cases like a few days later in Chicago,
right?
Which just terrified me, right? We were ill prepared. We didn't have masks. Everyone else did,
right? The whole airport was in masks.
The
right?
entire airport had masks. I was terrified. I'd walk by someone with a mask. I'd put my head down. I'd hold my breath. It was scary. It was scary. Scary. So look, yeah, it's we're laughing and joking about it. It's not a joking matter,
right?
I mean, this is serious. It needs to be dealt with. I think the main point we want to make here is these things, while they're sad, unfortunate, they're noise. Tune out the noise. Focus on what's important. What's important? The direction of our economy.
Right.
The direction of the global economy. What's going to happen with the election year, because we are battling head-to-head capitalism versus socialism, which
right.
will have a profound impact on our economy. And what's going on with the stocks that we hold, right? Mm-hmm. How are they? Are they, you know, beating, you know, their earnings estimates? Are they providing, you know, raised guidance? What, you know, what are they doing? What are the mega trends that we want to, you know, participate in, you know, whether it is, you know, one of the mega trends that and we could do multiple shows on and roll out all these mega trends. But, you know, the one mega trend that I think is pretty relevant today is the diabetes epidemic in the United States. All those years of high carb, low fat diets.
Right.
You know, when we were growing up, that was the thing, right? Low or, you know, high carb, low fat, fat made you fat.
Right.
We found out it doesn't, and we found out that carbs ruin your body's ability to, I don't know if it's produce insulin or whatever it might be, right? So, you know, one of our, you know, mega trends is, you know, solving that diabetes epidemic, right? And there's a lot of companies out there that are really strong in doing that. But those are the things you need to focus on,
right?
Like, just get back on track, put your blinders on, tune out the noise. These typically create short-term pullbacks that are buyable pullbacks.
Right.
You know, and whenever uncertainty is at its highest, that's when future returns are also highest, right?
Absolutely.
When everyone's cool, calm, collected, your expected returns should go down, right? Because everyone's optimistic.
Right.
When there's a little bit of fear, I mean, what did Warren Buffett say? I forget how the quote goes. I don't want to botch it. But, you know, when others are greedy, be fearful.
Right. Mm-hmm.
right? And then, you know, when others are fearful, be greedy or whatever it might be, mm-hmm. right?
It's kind of like when the Browns hire a head coach.
God, fearful every time. Always fearful, right?
But if the fans are all for it, then it's probably not going to work out.
Exactly. All right, cool. Well, good show. As always, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Shoot us questions, comments, suggestions, debate topics, whatever you want to do, shoot them over to info@swpconnect.com. That's info@swpconnect.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll chat with you soon.